when I first saw Bridge on River Kwai, I was a little kid, and I was just at that bad part of adolescence where I was sort of a cross between wanting to go and chase and meet girls and stuff, and wanting to be a commando. I remember I saw the Bridge on River Kwai, and I was just totally blown away by it. I mean, it was just wonderful. It was the best movie I'd ever seen. And there was an extraordinary sense of grandeur and largeness to the story.
One day the war will be over. And I hope that the people who use this bridge will remember how it was built and who built it.
The Bridge on River Kwai has the best commando operation I've ever seen on film, because everything goes wrong.
He's in the trees.
They land in the wrong place. One of the guys is killed. They take a different route to the bridge. Jack Hawkins gets shot in the foot, but they take him along anyway. But there's this wonderful sense of achievement that they will just keep going and keep going into this insane mission. The real story of the building of various bridges on the River Kwai, I think more than one, was just a tragic story. It wasn't a spectacular bridge like that. It was a modest-looking bridge. And tens of thousands of people died of malnutrition building the railroad approaches to the bridge. And most of them were American prisoners who'd been captured in the Philippines and endured the Bataan Death March, and then were sent on a series of ships, and some of those ships were torpedoed by American submarines. Even the survivors of that were picked up and sent then to the Kwai River in Thailand to build this bridge. And it's just a horrible story, and no one ever blew up the bridge or anything like that.
Look, I'm not a Navy commander. I'm not even an officer.
Ooh.
No, the whole thing's a fake. I'm just an ordinary swab jockey second class.
The characters in the movie, to me, are the strongest thing in it because they're so extreme. I love the fact that you think William Holden is this naval officer and that he is sort of the typical American wise ass and all this. Then you find out that he's impersonating an officer and that he's a guy who is just an ordinary seaman and probably a bad character and all this kind of thing.
As long as I'm hooked, I might as well volunteer.
You always get the men to their quarters. Tell Clifton to see that he's sick. I'm going to have a word with this fellow.
Alec Guinness is this total principled character that is incredibly strong, and it's not just the stiff upper lip, but the idea that trees like this were used to build a bridge next to the Tower of London, and it lasted 600 years, and he goes, 600 years. I mean, that's a wonderful character. You can't get a better character than that. And the fact that he won't give up. And then the same thing is true of Jack Hawkins. He's another character. He's an Oxford Don, and he's playing with explosives and sort of testing himself, seeing how close he can get to death all the time. And he won't give up. He won't stop. He's going to blow that bridge. And the whole wonderful thing, he says, I've been given the Kwai Bridge. I thought I might take a crack at it. You know, it's just all of this sort of wonderful sport.
Colonel Green has given me the Kwai Bridge. I'm going to take a team in and blow it up. Lucky you.
I do not think you quite realize my position. I must carry out my orders.
Oh, quiet.
My orders are to complete the bridge by the 12th day of May. Time is short.
Colonel Saito is another wonderful character because here is this character who is caught in the ritual of living by the Bushido Code. And he's probably a pretty good man, but he's way in over his head with Colonel Nicholson. He doesn't realize that he's dealing with madmen, and of course, whether he likes it or not, they're going to bring about his dishonor. They're coming in, and you hear the Colonel Bogey March, and they kind of come alive. And you know that these men can be destroyed. You know what's going on there, what's liable to happen to them. And this whole idea that they're showing this pride in the face of this, and you're sure as an audience, well, boy, they're going to get it now, because that's what William Holden says. Boy, are they in for it. And of course, we don't know what we're in for. We don't realize that this battalion is going to come out of that as good as they went in, better, in fact.
I'm low.
The river's come down.
It's funny, at the time when I saw it, it didn't need any more action. It has incredible tension to it. It moves from beginning to end very, very fast. But today's executives would not be able to see that on paper. Today they'd say, well, this doesn't have enough action, what do we care? This kind of thing. But it is an absolute perfect example of an action film, in that it is tension from beginning to end.
One lie down.
My interpretation of the ending is that he doesn't fall on it deliberately, that he just dies and falls on it, and it just happens to be there, and it goes off at just the right time, because he would never blow up his bridge. He's been doing everything he can to stop it, and he's not going to realize all of a sudden, my God, I've got to blow this up and blow this train up. I mean, that's not in his character. He just happens to fall over on the charging handle, and it goes off. That's probably a bit of a Hollywood stretch, but it's okay, because everything else is so wonderfully crazy in the end there. The birds are wonderful because the birds are the winners. The vultures are just going to pick at what's left. They're going to feast well at the end of this movie, and they'll feast well during the building of the bridge. And they're the winners. They're nature. They're timeless. They're going to be there forever. This is the top of the pyramid. I mean, there aren't many movies ever made that are in this category. This is certainly on anybody's list as one of the very, very best films ever made. It is where film becomes art. And a lot of things that are given great credit and everything in time don't deserve it, and you look at them and they fade. This movie is a Citizen Kane-grade movie. I mean, it never, never gets dull. It's there forever. It'll look good 20 years from now, like it looked good 20 years ago and 20 years before that. And it's really just simply a genius director with a really, really good script, really good idea, really good actors, and just enough money to make it.